This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh, who is a bit of a goober. We've addressed this multiple times, but I think now that he's out of Michigan, we appreciate his gooberness now. Well, he boasted on an interesting front this week during media availability.
Caught 22 foul balls in games. Legit, yeah. Like, it was either a foul ball or a home run. I'm really proud of that. I don't think I'll get to 22 presidents, but hopefully, God willing, and the creek don't rise, maybe 15, maybe hopefully 15 or 16. I always bring my glove to the game. That's the key. 13 of those foul balls came when I was a youngster going to Tigers games at Tiger Stadium, and there might have been like 1,000 people, you know, at those games back then. I mean, it's not like it is today. I mean, so me and my brother could go to the upper deck, and there'd be just me, you know, and I'd have a section here and a section there. So anything that came up there, I was getting it.
All right, so
the Zach Hampel of head coaches.
There's a few of these things here. We'll start with this. Jim Harbaugh, as a grown man at the age of 60-plus, still takes his mitt to the park in the off chance he'll catch a foul ball, charming or chotch.
It's a little chotch. From him, it might be more charming, but I think for your general person, it's a little chotch. So I used to defend the adult that would bring the glove to the game. Back when we didn't have netting that went all the way around, it made sense. It's like, wait, I'm supposed to just be barehanded out here, and I'm sitting third row on the third base side. I got no protection? Like, no, bring a glove. Who cares? But now that we got nets everywhere, what are we doing?
I still think a glove expands your catch radius. I actually think...
No question it expands it, but come on.
Here's the thing. To the casual fan that does it, I have zero judgment. I will not yuck your yum. Jim Harbaugh, you've already caught a bunch of foul balls, too.
I love that this is his enjoyment, though.
Just ask for a ball if you want a ball. Jim Harbaugh, but if anyone could just get a free baseball.
No, that's not the point. No, that's not. It's not about the free baseball. It's about catching the baseball. There are certain things.
Does it make him still feel alive?
So there are certain things money can't buy you, Nick. And that's what I love about sports, right? You can try as hard as you want. You can't just... Although the Dodgers are doing a good job. You can't buy a World Series,
right? The
Browns
are not.
You can't buy a Super Bowl. There are certain things you just can't buy in life. And Harbaugh knows you can't buy catching a foul ball at a baseball game. You can't buy catching a home run ball at a baseball game. And being given a ball is nowhere close to the same thing.
But if you say 26, if you've got 26 and
22.
22 and on 60 years on the planet, then at some point it become less enjoyable?
Not at all. Not at all. And by the way, I would suggest that there's a part of Jim Harbaugh that might take not as much, but a close amount of pride with the 22 foul balls as he has for winning a national title. Because, like, it's just, you can tell he cares about it. Yeah, you can tell he cares about it in a way that is just so. Now, I don't want to be this guy, but have you ever caught a foul ball at a baseball game?
Okay, it's not pure in the air, but I have gotten a couple times the bounce up and trap.
Bounce up still counts.
Okay.
At a professional baseball game?
Definitely at Canal Park in Akron a couple times, and one time in like 95 in an Indians game. and it was off Paul Sorrento's bat.
Quite a thrill, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, but that was 10.
No, it's still a thrill. I caught a foul ball. Remember 92-3 the fan day last year at the old ballpark? That was the first time I ever caught a foul ball. I caught home run balls and stuff in batting practice. I'd never caught a foul ball in a real game. And quite a thrill.
My problem now is...
Quite a thrill.
All right, remember in the Celebrity All-Star game in which you and I played, when you caught the ball, but your feet fell from under you and you fell... It was a great catch, by the way.
Well, no, yeah, he's making it not sound like a great catch. It was off the bat of one guy named a little guy named Travis Hafner.
No, it was the fact that you landed the plane on the catch was incredibly impressive. Because
highest pop up I've ever seen in my life. I'll tell you that
he did. He had like three of them. However, that's my fear now, because if I do that in a stadium, it's curtains. Nick Wilson caught a foul ball as he was falling. But he died because everything hit the ground. Also, he cracked the concrete.
Ah, it's quite the thrill. You'd love it.
It's not how I want to go.
You'd love it. It's not a bad way to go, I'll tell you that. There's bad ways to go.
I can think of better.
I can think of better, but that's a pretty good one.
Maybe one of the best with not involving Vanessa, though.
Andrew Cotter. He does voice work for the golf on BBC, okay? So that's a bad setup for being like, this is going to be a funny clip.
Uh-huh.
Maybe lower. Hey, can you lower the sounder in this? Lower the there we go, because you need to hear this entire clip. Okay, this is at the U.S. Open earlier today. Here we go.
What are you laughing about?
There's so much to say about that shot. The sound off the cock face. Oh, it's extraordinary. Let's stick to the golf.
Just a little bit of wind from behind just helped to ease down the green.
What a shot from Scheffler.
All right, was that a machine?
So people are saying that they thought it was a fan that got picked up. I contended it was one of the announcers.
Guys,
it was so audible, though. Right. It was so loud and right in the middle of it all.
If this was a crowd mic, we would hear this all. If this was possible that the crowd catches this,
yeah,
we'd hear this all the time.
You'd think so.
Yes. It's got to be one of the announcers.
I agree.
That's the redirect of, let's keep this about golf, please. No. You don't get to do that, not once, but twice. And we're just going to be like, oh, yeah, that didn't happen. What a great putt there.
I like how he's like, oh, it helped out with the wind from behind. Like, okay, that's what that was. Okay, great.
The only thing that might go in favor of the announcers is you didn't hear an audible pause. Where you could hear the leg lift, right? Mm. That's the only one benefit of the doubt if I was being devil's advocate, which we're not. It was one of them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Omaha! I don't know how I'm going on after that one. I mean, that's such a good one. MLB All-Star Week was a smash hit with players going viral for fun, heartwarming moments. When Mets masher Pete Alonso was asked about a change he'd make in the sport, he went in an interesting direction.
I don't think people should get ejected after charging them out and fighting, so I think it should be hockey style. No teams, no nothing, because that's when people can, like, seriously get hurt. So I think there's a rule. If you want to go out and charge them out, then you should be able to. But if the pitcher or hitter or whoever charges, and if they don't want to fight, they take a knee, and then they don't have to fight. But if someone charges the mound, it's 1v1 hockey style, and then that's it. And then the loser has to, the winner of the fight stays in the game. Or if someone goes out, take a knee, then it's like, whatever, and then you go through your separate ways.
All right, baseball.
He spent a lot of time thinking about this.
He did. He really evolved this take. So baseball's been on a huge run with momentum over the last 3 years. Would this continue baseball's run of momentum, the Pete Alonso fighting rules?
I just like how so no one would be able to drop down to one knee and just forfeit the fight before everyone would have to fight.
Oh, no, that was what you're saying. You're saying that
no, I know, but nobody would. Because, like, you know what a coward you would be if you just dropped to one knee?
I mean, if you're, who's like a really diminutive pitcher? If you're like Nick Sandlin. If you're Nick Sandlin and you got big baby Pete Alonso coming your way, take that knee. You're not ready for that smoke. You're like, you're barely 5'9", 100-something pounds, 170 pounds.
I'm thinking of like the Kyle Farnsworth fight from like 20 years ago, though. It's just a massive human, and you just have no chance.
Yeah, but I do.
But you can't take a knee and then just say, I'm done.
Yes, you can.
I feel like
live to fight another day.
I feel like it'd be like called out at a bar in front of all your buddies. It'd be like at some point.
You don't want to be the guy on the Canadian golf course who ends up running into an enforcer and gets served his lunch while the guy's yelling, bam, every time he just knocks the living stuffing out of you.
It was brain.
Bang! Yeah. Oh, that's right. So I went Emerald instead of my brain.
You did go Emerald.
What
happened to Emerald? Wait. Why is he not in our public conscious anymore?
Because he had his day.
But he was like so massive.
Yeah.
Like Emerald legitimately, you thought cooking,
he actually created the playbook for every other celebrity chef since.
I believe that's a great point by you. Like he was, that was it. Like he was the guy. And then he taught Bobby Flay and all these other guys. And he's nowhere in our culture. Like why isn't he just popping up?
He got market corrected by Guy Fieri.
Oh, jeez.
There's a more ridiculous human being with a little more flash and a little more substance, and now he's the guy.
Basically, he did what he does better.
Yeah. So we went from Bamtown
to Flavortown.
And once you go to Flavortown,
America's like, forget Bamtown.
You are not going back.
First off,
Flavortown.
Let's get to Flavortown and let's do it immediately.
I've been to Flavortown. I know what I'm talking about.
Bill Belichick in North Carolina, the docuseries that was much talked about, is now reportedly heading to Hulu. So it is going to happen. It's unclear when the series is going to debut. Remember, it initially was going to be a whole Hard Knocks deal, and then Belichick's girlfriend got involved. She wanted part of the control, and then it just went away. Now it's heading to Hulu, and if it's on Hulu, I like Hulu. I have zero interest in the docuseries now.
Yeah,
I'm kind of over Belichick in North Carolina at this point.
This has already jumped the shark. I don't know what got it back on track. Because I think these things should be great things. Like if you're trying to jumpstart a program and do what he's trying to do there, this should just be a calling card for your program.
Yeah.
And instead, the show's already lost the plot, and I don't even know it started filming yet.
I mean, clearly his girlfriend got a lot of control, and she got a lot of say on it, and she's going to have a lot of financial incentive in this. So,
all right, counterpoint. In the interest of devil's advocate,
yeah,
did the fact that Michael Jordan basically single-handedly cut out every teammate on his way to the last dance, that didn't hurt the popularity of that one.
Yeah, but it was also MJ. And I know you're going to say, but it's also Belichick.
But we don't like Belichick.
Well, I just think we've been overexposed to Belichick. What worked with MJ is that we weren't overexposed to MJ.
He had gone away for a decade?
Yeah, we just weren't. We didn't know as much as we thought we did about him, and we wanted to know more. We were so thirsty for MJ stories because he just kind of disappeared for so long. Whereas I feel like I've had more Belichick stories in the past year than I've ever wanted to consume in my life now. If Belichick went away tomorrow and just stopped coaching and if he went Emerald on us and disappeared completely.
That market corrected by Guy Fieri.
I wouldn't hate it.
Wouldn't that be funny if Guy Fieri just showed up at North Carolina practice and all of a sudden.
Welcome to Flavortown.
Not only did he bring Flavortown to Tar Heel Nation, he also took Jordan Hudson. It was like the Cal from Talladega Nights where he just replaces Ricky Bobby in his life. That's what we get with Guy Fieri.
I'm just thinking Bill of Belichick. Him using like chicken fingers to run plays. It's food. This is how we do this.
All right, we're going to run the chicken wing offense.
You go around the Bosco
stick. Do you mean
stick?
The wing tee offense? No, the chicken wing offense.
We're having fun.
All but four guardians could be had, according to one report. You'll find out who those four are next on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.